Flip simple P is actually D certain K. Today's date is 03/12/2025. Dictation is for Brielle Moreland. Moreland spells M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D. Brielle spells B-R-I-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 03/20/2006. 18 years old. Female. Hair with left knee pain. Period. Patient said she tripped and fell today and suffered a laceration on the anterior surface of her knee. Described pain as sharp rated pain, 4, correction, 6/10, increase with touch and range of motion. Says pain does not radiate, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is non-past surgical history, is non-social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, surgical history, tubes in her ears as a baby. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient's tetanus is up to date. She denies head injury, denies neck pain, denies blurred vision or double vision, denies vomiting or nausea, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat 99% at room air, blood pressure is 118 over 75, pulse 12, correction, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, left knee. She has a 4 centimeter jagged deep laceration with active bleeding, period. Open parentheses, direct pressure was applied to bleeding and bleeding stopped, period. Next paragraph, she has full range of motion of her knee, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. She's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, and three, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is knee laceration, acute. Assessment number two is acute contusion, left knee. Assessment number three is acute left knee pain, period. Next paragraph, procedure, sutures. Next line, patient and I had a discussion about what the procedure entails. We talk about the side effects of medication and other complications. She says she understands and gave verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next paragraph, site was clean with hydrogen peroxide and betadine. The site was then anesthetized with lidocaine with epinephrine, approximately 5 milliliters. Next line, anesthesia was achieved. The site was then irrigated with normal saline, approximately 200 milliliters. Correction, approximately 100 milliliters. Next line, site was explored for a foreign body. None was found. Next line, site was then sutured with 3.0 absorbable sutures. Next line, a total of 9 sutures were done. Next line, suture was simple, interrupted. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, bleeding was minimal, approximately 2 or 3 mils blood loss. Next line, on completion of sutures, site was bathed in triple antibiotics, covered with zero foam gauze and secured with ACE wrap. Next line, patient was educated on wound care. She was advised to come back to the clinic if she has any swelling, redness, increased pain, or especially if she has decreased range of motion or painful range of motion, period. Says she understands and will comply, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Mobix, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days. Next medication, Septra DS, 800/6/160 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has not. She was given restrictions from sports. She patients in college and she plays softball. She was advised no sports for the next 7 days. End of the dictation.